Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Welcome to R/ Choosing Beggars, where you get to be a lifetime furry slave. Posted to Facebook. Room for rent. $250 per week plus utilities. Good size room with its own bathroom and access to the kitchen between 7 and 8 p.m. Up to 2 guests allowed over Saturday between 1 p.m. and 9 p.m. provided they stay in your room. Non-smoker/drinkers only. No negative comments, thanks. Okay, so at first I was thinking, all right, $250 a week, that's not too unreasonable. But then I saw that you can only eat for 1 hour out of the day. So I guess you just skip breakfast, skip lunch, and then you eat your entire day's worth of meals in 1 1-hour block. This next post comes from the DMs of a restaurant.
I'd love to come there. I'm a haute couture fashion designer with an ultra-luxury collection. Unfortunately, I'll only be able to come 2 to 4 people at a time, but I can't wait in line, especially if it's on either a business dinner or a date. I see that your reservation policy requires 7 or more people for a reservation.
We are not the restaurant for you.
I get that you're trying to make people laugh on your stories, putting customers' DMs on blast, but some of us really don't have time to wait. I'm sure that most of your followers are kids with nothing to do, but the rest of us are busy living executive lives and have places to be. You guys should bid some of the tables up so you could make extra money and we could purchase a smaller reservation. Let me know.
Yeah, that's gonna be a no for me, dog. Actually, though, unfollow us.
I just saw that you posted my message. Very cool. Not. I was just trying to give you some ideas. You're probably just some little kid anyway, feeling tough and hard, running a stupid steak Instagram account. Get a real job. I consider you posting my message harassment, and I am 100% contacting your owner to let them know that your account is harassing me. This is not customer service. You should be ashamed. Calling all furry artists. I'm looking for someone who's willing to do unlimited art for me. I'll pay you $100 for a year and $200 for as long as I want. Note, I will not overload you with art. Maximum 2 pieces per week. I will never give you more than 6 a month. All art will be strictly personal art.
6 a month times 12 months is 72 pieces. So if we assume that each piece of art takes an hour, then that means $1.30 per hour of work. Or an even better deal is for the low, low price of $200, you can be a lifetime slave of drawing furry porn. Also, down in the comments, OP points out, fun fact, this guy owns multiple fursuits. He can definitely afford to pay artists. He just chooses not to. He took his post down a few minutes ago. And then Amiable Ostrich says, well, that begs the question, how much is a fursuit worth? And OP replies, about $3,000. Our next Reddit post is from Captain Nimmy. About a month ago, my husband and I decided that we were done with slime. All slimes and does of the play sort were banned from our household for a period of some odd months. Before this happened, I purchased a box of plastic eggs containing slime, figuring they would be a fun filler for Easter baskets. I got like 4 dozen of these eggs, to my surprise, with the purchase. This led to them just sitting on a shelf because I had no intention of giving them to my children. A couple of my local needs groups this past week had their fair share of posts asking for Easter basket help, so I began offering up these slime eggs. A few families took some, grateful. I was happy to clear out these eggs and happy to help. Then up comes a new post. It was a poor family with no money left this pay period, and here's Easter. Oh, well, maybe they would like a combination of these slime eggs. I don't have much left, it's not a full basket, but hey, the others thought it was a good contribution. This is the conversation.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we could take those, but do you have anything else? Kid number one wants new video games, and kid number two wants AirPods. We were hoping to maybe get them scooters.
I said, no, I can't help with that.
We need real gifts, so no thanks on those eggs.
Posted to Facebook.
Is anyone willing to help me financially obtain this beauty, as well as assist in transporting it into my place? I can't pay you back for it yet, but I will have it noted to do so once I'm able. It's a pretty heavy Japanese dresser, so they don't mind haggling. But seeing as I've been financially destitute since October, I'm unable to get it myself, and they're moving, like, now. It would mean so much to me being able to have this. I have so many uses for it that would help in my spiritual journey and trauma healing. I know that sounds weird to some, but it's the case.
Hold up. What kind of trauma does someone have that the best way to cure it is by getting a Japanese dresser that someone else pays for and delivers to their house free of charge? I mean, yeah, I guess it does kind of make sense. If someone else bought my grocery and then delivered it to my house and installed it for me, I guess that would make me feel pretty good. I mean, now that I think about it, I'd feel great about that, honestly. Posted to Facebook.
I will say that I am slightly disappointed in the participants of my Honeymoon Wishes website. I've gone and attended many weddings, and I've given cash. We could really use the help right as our flight and travel has already been paid for. So, peeps, please help out. We're having a big party afterwards, and I want to invite all who participate.
Wait, I don't get it. If their flight and their entire honeymoon has already been paid for, then why are they still asking for money? Just to have money in the bank account? Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole. More like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/. On this next post, OP is posting on Facebook that they're giving away free plants from their garden. Hi Laura, I saw your post on the Facebook group. You're a little bit early at the moment, but come April, we'll have seedlings of everything you've asked for in the community garden at the end of Blank Street. You'd be welcome to come and take what you want. We'll have loads and loads of spares.
I've checked on Google Maps, and that's 0.8 miles away from me. Would you be able to bring them to me on Blank Crescent?
Huh? If you come out to the end of Blank on the opposite side of the shop, the community garden is literally opposite that.
I don't have a car, though, so how will I get them home?
We could give you a bag?
No need to be cheeky at me, though.
Haha, sorry, but seriously, it's like a 5-minute walk. Surely you can manage carrying a few plants for that, right?
Don't tell me what I can manage. Do not. F you, you effing cheeky grunt.
Well, that escalated quickly. We'll be posting on Facebook and the board outside the church when they're available, so come along and grab some if you like, or don't.
F off. I've seen you driving down in your car. Effing big man. Effing grunt. F off, you grunt.
Look, I know there are people who are disabled and who literally can't walk 0.8 miles. And there's a chance, a small chance, that the choosing beggar in this post is one of those people. But come on, man. 0.8 miles is too far for you to carry some seedlings? So, down in the comments, people are speculating that this woman only wants to resell the vegetables on her own, and then we get this story from 66GT. Bingo. I've run into a few of those. I used to be a produce manager for a rather large retailer, and we would go through 40 or more cases of bananas a day. I would often have requests from people for boxes because they're very sturdy, stack easily, have handles, and can handle 30 to 50 pounds. They work great for moving most items if you can deal with the holes. I had a lady asking for 40 to 50 boxes every week, and she started to get really obnoxious about it. She wanted help loading them, didn't want ones with any small imperfections or shipping stickers on them, and always wanted them by a certain time. It got old really quick. One day, I was at a local farmer's market, and lo and behold, there she was. She was using our boxes to display her own produce, which I didn't have an issue with. But then I saw that she was selling empty boxes to people. F that. I'm not dealing with her garbage and then letting her make a profit off of my boxes. I banned her from getting boxes after that, and then I had to put a limit on boxes when she sent other people to come pick them up. Breaking news! Space Needle celebrates 60-year anniversary with a contest that will allow 5 random Seattleites to help paint the roof. Then, beneath that, paint the roof! Doing free labor is the best prize ever! Ah, yes, free labor. And then the official Space Needle account replies, "Thank you for sharing. There will be 60 lucky winners, 5 of which will have the opportunity to paint the roof in our original 1962 color. More to come, because this is just the start of our year-long celebration. Stay tuned at spaceneedle.com/60. Future headline, breaking news, angry Seattleites have painted dicks on the roof of the Space Needle. Posted to Facebook. I'm looking for a caretaker slash handy person and possible live-in tenant at one of our Airbnb rental places in blank. The rent is $700 for a shared space, only when I'm in town. I live in California. It's a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom upstairs with full kitchen. No children. The house is large, and we have multiple Airbnbs in the building with separate entrances. The person can work off their rent. Rent is month to month. I'll have a camera in the place. No visitors and no overnight stay by anyone else. Background check will be performed. Email me at blank. Awesome. $700 a month in rent to take care of someone else's property, be on camera 24 hours, and be their what, maid slash live-in nurse whenever they're in town? Cool. Also, I'm not super familiar with Airbnb rules, but I'm like 95% certain that having cameras on your guests in an Airbnb is strictly against Airbnb rules. It would have to be, right? There's just no way that Airbnb would let their tenants get away with recording their customers. No way, man. It's certainly against policy, and it might also be straight up illegal. Posted to Facebook. I won this TV from a raffle, and I don't need it, so I'm selling it. It's normally sold for $800, but I'm selling it for $650, so that's a $150 discount. Then beneath that in the comments,
I don't understand why people win stuff and then sell it. Why not donate it to somebody who's in need?
But no one's in need of a 75-inch TV.
There's plenty of Facebook pages that relate to Manhattan areas for ones in need. Specifically people who are starting from nothing or who can't afford new things. It's just a nice gesture instead of something you won, not paid for.
Wait, so you won this TV and now you're selling it? Not cool.
I agree. There are single parents out there who are going without, and this would be a blessing, but for y'all to want money for something you didn't even pay for is awful.
Right? At least replace your old TV for this one and give away this one.
Fact, I'm a single mom of 4 kids with 1 income, so I know what it's like to struggle.
Aw, man, if only I had a 75-inch TV, then I wouldn't be struggling. The original poster could very well be struggling themselves and need the cash, but not the TV. Then, finally, some logic in these comments. Wow, y'all are so toxic. Dude, forget these people and repost it in a different group without the one in a raffle part. It's amazing how people judge others just because he won it. Now it's his to do with as he pleases. Like, why are we so judgmental? As a society, it's truly sad. I'm losing my mind over this r/choosingbeggars feed. He should give it away to struggling people. He could very well be struggling and need the cash and not the TV, lol.
How about selling the TV for what your raffle ticket cost? If you didn't need the TV, then why buy the ticket? What was the point of the raffle?
I'm sure there were other prizes that were in the raffle. Man, the depressing thing about this is that if OP really did just give the TV to some single mom with four kids, then more than likely the mom would just sell it for like $600 profit, which is what OP is trying to do. That was r/choosingbeggars, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.